Sean Seeger is the director of the Metropolitan Planning Organization with Mountainland Association of Governments. Mountainland is a government organization part of an interlocal agreement between Summit, Wasatch, and Utah counties. Seeger says that Heber's Main Street has an average of 32,000 trips per day.
We're having failure on that roadway, so you give it a level of service F. In particular, during the weekend, we have quite a bit of recreational trips coming through Heber City, through Main Street, from Strawberry Reservoir and from the surrounding Uinta Mountains. And so those additional trips on the weekends are creating a failure state of that road.
Seeger says that if left unchanged, Heber's Main Street will average 45,000 trips a day in 2050. If the bypass is built, it'll nearly cut that number in half.
So when we modeled a bypass road around Heber Main Street and get those through trips off of Main Street, the bypass road, it will attract 20,000 trips a day in the year 2050. 20,000 trips a day, which is about what Legacy Parkway is in Davis County.
The next step in the bypass project is an environmental study.
The Northfields area, north of Midway Lane, is very wet, and we have a lot of wetlands in that area, and we've determined that we need a more thorough environmental study to delineate those wetlands and to try to figure out a route that's going to work in those north fields that Corps of Engineers would accept for construction of a public road. And so in that discovery process, we've determined that we need to go into a more in-depth environmental study.
With growth around the state, UDOT was cautious in prioritizing the bypass, but that's changed after discussion with local elected officials. Earlier this week, UDOT Region 3 amended their annual State Transportation Improvement Program workshop request to include the $4 million environmental study.
UDOT has recognized the impending development and the imminent development plans that exist in the corridor, including the potential of a new high school and new residential construction and commercial construction that could occur and start to eliminate some of those alignment alternatives that we've been studying. So I think UDOT has recognized the need to focus on an environmental study, and we'll see if it actually does get funding as it goes through that STIP workshop here in April.
Since the funds have not been secured, local officials are also looking at other ways to secure the funding if Region 3's request is denied.
The local governments want to pursue as many different ways to get this money in place as possible and not put all of their hopes or eggs in one basket, but pursue parallel paths to put that money in place. One is through a legislative earmark of funds for this environmental study. And then we've also been talking about making an application to the Community Impact Board that utilizes mineral extraction fees to fund community development projects. In this case, the Uinta Basin impacts Heber's Main Street heavily in that a lot of oil trucks come through Heber's Main Street. And so you could create a logical nexus between the CIB funds and Heber Main Street. So there's probably three different paths there to try to get that $4 million in place.
Even after the environmental study is funded, it's still years away until the bypass is finished.
We're still looking at probably 3 to 5 years out from now until we have an approved environmental document, and then probably another 5 to 10 years until we actually get money to construct something. This would be a bigger project, would be in the hundreds of millions of dollars to construct, maybe $100 to $200 million to get something like that in place out there. And it would be a significant project for UDOT to fund and to try to put resources to.
Seeger also noted an open house for the project is scheduled on the evening of February 20th at the Heber Valley Elementary School. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.